The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported over the weekend that pills seized from Prince's home in Minnesota were falsely labeled as common generic painkillers when they actually contained fentanyl, the highly addictive synthetic opioid that killed the music star. Investigators are leaning toward the theory that Prince took the pills without knowing they contained fentanyl, and they don't yet know how he obtained the pills. He didn't have a prescription for any kind of controlled substance. But those kinds of pills are becoming increasingly available. Just last month, the Drug Enforcement Agency issued a report that said hundreds of thousands of counterfeit pills containing fentanyl have made their way onto the black market. Carol Falkowski is CEO of Drug Abuse Dialogue. She gives educational workshops about drug abuse, and she joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, thank you.
So first of all, how big of a problem do you think these counterfeit pills containing fentanyl are or are becoming?
Well, we started seeing fentanyl in this country several years ago, mostly mixed in with the street drug heroin. But in the past year or two, or year and a half even, we've increasingly seen fentanyl put into counterfeit pills that look like legitimate prescription pills. And this is a growing problem in pockets around the country and spreading.
Now, how is it that people are getting these pills? I'm going to presume they're not coming through sort of standard pharmacies that you'd go submit a prescription to, are they?
No, that's an important point. Anybody who's getting their prescriptions from a pharmacy has nothing to worry about. This does not apply to them. What we're talking about are unscrupulous people who are getting this powdered, synthetically made fentanyl, mostly from China, and then bringing it into this country, pressing it into pills themselves, and selling them on the black market. Everyone knows that this country has a large problem with heroin and opioid addiction, and people who are addicted devote their time to getting more and more of the drug, and there is a black market for prescription painkillers. So what has happened is they're now prescription painkillers that are knockoff prescription painkillers. They just look like prescription painkillers, and they have fentanyl in them. This is significant because fentanyl is 100 times stronger than morphine. It's 30 to 50 times stronger than heroin. It literally shuts down people's breathing, and we've seen a rise in overdose deaths as the result of this practice.
Right. Now, I mean, I've been seeing reports that, for example, some addiction treatment experts are even putting on gloves when they use anything related to fentanyl to treat addicts. I mean, it's a sense that it is a very dangerous substance to be around. I mean, what are the trace amounts that you need to have in order for it to produce a fatal response?
A very small amount, and it literally shuts down your breathing. You know, we had the phrase, take a chill pill. Well, I think we need to do public education and somehow get the message across that if you buy a counterfeit, illegitimate, but legitimate-looking prescription pill, it should be called the kill pill.
Now, where is it that people are accessing these black market pills? Is it through the internet? I mean, I've been seeing reports that some, you know, pills are being passed around in clubs, during parties, that kind of thing. But where are they getting them?
They're, you know, all different sources. You mentioned the internet is one source, from clubs, certainly. Everybody who is involved in illegal drug abuse always knows a guy who can get them access to all sorts of illicit substances.
So in the case of what happened to Prince, investigators are saying that they were falsely labeled. The pills he took were falsely labeled as a common generic. So when people get these, is there any way to know that what the labeling says is accurate or not?
If you always get your prescription drugs from a pharmacy, none of this applies to you. Where it comes in is people buying prescription pills on the black market. So from bad guys, people who are addicted. Addiction, by definition, is where drug abuse is the entire focus of your life, and you develop a tolerance where you need more and more of the drug to get the same effect. So many people who become addicted to legitimate prescription painkillers may have that amount reduced by their prescribing physicians, And therefore, they turn to the black market to get those same pills. Mm-hmm. What is happening now is that those same pills that look like they're legitimate prescription are, in fact, this deadly fentanyl.
Right.
So, and there's no way of knowing by looking at them. There's no way of knowing by crushing them. There's no way of knowing. So really, this is a game changer because we have long had an illicit underground prescription pill market. But now, for the first time, these prescription knockoff pills are full of fentanyl, which is so deadly. Just the tiniest amount can shut down your breathing and kill you.
Well, we read a story about a Los Angeles County woman who bought unlicensed prescription medication for a health condition that she had. In order to save money, she bought it through these other means, and she ended up dying as a result. It feels like we're, you know, I hate to say this, but we may hear more stories like that.
Yeah, there's no reason to believe that this will not continue. The traditional means of controlling drugs by law enforcement are really challenged by this. So we need to come up with new solutions and better approaches to try to clamp down on it because it's a huge issue. We've never really had it before. In addition to the fentanyl occurring in these counterfeit prescription pills that look like legitimate pills that people get on the black market, we've also found fentanyl in mixed in with street drugs that come in powder form, like mixed in with cocaine or mixed in with heroin. And this, too, has had deadly results and dire consequences.
Well, very deadly. I mean, in many places across the country, when this happens, we hear about, you know, tens, dozens of people even overdosing in the course of, you know, a day or two because there's just this pulse of all that fentanyl-laced heroin, for example. I'm just curious. I mean, I hear the seriousness and alarm with which you're talking about how fentanyl is showing up in more and more places across the country. What do you think has to be done in order to get a handle on this problem?
Well, I've been a drug abuse epidemiologist that's looked at this issue for almost 35 years, and there has never really been something of this nature happening. It affects both the illicit prescription drug supply as well as the illicit supply of drugs that come in powder form. So it is really an issue where people do not know what they're getting, and the consequences in this case are deadly. I think we need to somehow get the prevention message out that these pills are kill pills, that you don't know what you're getting if you buy prescription pills on the black market, and if there's fentanyl in them, it can kill you. They have been labeled both as painkillers that look like painkillers, as well as benzodiazepines or Xanax, you know, tranquilizers. So it applies to all sorts of mood-altering pills that you get illegitimately on the black market. It's not just the painkillers. We need to somehow get the message out that this is a dangerous phenomenon. Now, unfortunately, some of the past prevention messages from our government have overstated the dangers of drugs, particularly in the 1970s and 80s. There were a lot of alarming stories about how dangerous marijuana was, for example. So some credibility has been lost about what are the dangers of drugs, you know, when you put out overly alarming information and over-exaggerate it. But there is nothing that is an over-exaggeration here. There is no stretch of the truth here. This is absolutely something we have never seen before that's affecting the illicit drug abuse supply.
Well, Carol Falkowski is CEO of Drug Abuse Dialogues. Carol, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And really, I think it's important to emphasize that if you get a prescription from your pharmacist, you have nothing to worry about. This is about people who are doing this all illegitimately, illegally on the black market.